You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Anglo American Platinum gave us their interim results for 2024 early this morning prior to market open, and it seems it was a very interesting set of numbers. Our editor at MoneyWeb, Rake van Niekerk, caught up with Craig Miller, the CEO of Amplats, around these numbers and just to get an understanding of where the company sits at the moment. Let's listen in on that conversation.
Anglo American Platinum is the largest producer of platinum group metals in the world, and it's mainly in South Africa, and it operates five large mines in the Bushveld complex. Anglo American currently owns around 80% of the company, but it is set to change. Amplats is set to become a standalone mining group after it is demerged from Anglo American next year. The group today announced financial results for the 6 months to the end of June, and as expected, the numbers were negatively affected by slightly lower production levels and a 25% drop in the prices of platinum group metals. The turnover decreased by 19% to 52 billion rand. The headline earnings was down 18% to 6.5 billion, and the board declared a dividend of 9.75 rand a share. Craig Miller is the CEO. Craig, thank you so much for your time. There's a lot happening at Amplats. The merger is on the horizon, and you're also busy with a pretty aggressive restructuring process that has seen 2,800 workers lose their jobs, and in total, around 3,700 could be affected. But let's start with the demerger. Where are you currently in the process?
In terms of the demerger, Anglo American announced in the middle of May that it plans to demerge Anglo American Platinum. So we'll become a standalone independent company listed here in South Africa. In terms of the process, we've now started that together with the group in working through the demerger. So both from the perspective of what the standalone entity will look like, and then also working through what we term the separation. So that's really detangling or untangling sort of the various cross-function activities that we have that the group currently performs on our behalf. So teams have been mobilized, and we're working on that with the expectation that we'll be able to complete the demerger and the separation by the end of next year. What that means is that from a demerger perspective, one of the key things is that Anglo American today has a number of shareholders which are outside of South Africa that are in the UK and the US and other parts of the world. And so part of that demerger process is working through the potential impact from a flow back. So that means that shareholders that are currently part of Anglo will not necessarily be able to own Anglo American Platinum because we're listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. So to augment that, we're looking at a potential secondary listing in London. And that's one of the key pieces of work that the team have underway at the moment in terms of preparing for that. So a lot of work underway, and then also thinking through, importantly, as a separate investment opportunity for people who want to gain exposure to a pure play PGM producer in the future, which has exciting prospects, both from the assets that we have, but importantly from the opportunities at the minerals that we mine.
There's been a lot of interesting changes in the dynamics of the global commodity world. First, BHP approached Anglo American for a merger, but insisted that the South African assets should be excluded from such a merger. And of course, Anglo American Platinum is one of those assets. And the reason is that there's an increased focus on copper. It's also one of the reasons why Anglo American wants to demerge Anglo American Platinum. The flavor of the month most definitely at the moment is copper, and that is on the back of an expectation of significant increase in demand over the next few years. But PGMs were in the same position many years ago, or maybe not that many years ago. It was a very, very flourishing mining segment. How does this focus on copper make you feel?
Greg, I think a lot of these commodities go in cycles, but importantly for me around PGMs is just their versatility and the opportunity that they have, not only today, but into the future as part of a greener and more sustainable future. And so PGMs today, as you know, two-thirds of the PGMs that we mine go into catalytic converters, internal combustion engine and hybrid vehicles. And in the future, we think that PGMs can be used quite extensively in the generation of green hydrogen, fuel cell electric vehicles, and other broader applications which support renewable energy and a greener world. And it's on that basis that we are really particularly excited about the outlook for the metals that we produce. And therefore, as a standalone entity, we'll be able to exploit those opportunities and invest in our business and continue to create stakeholder value for our shareholders, but also our employees and communities and broader society in the jurisdictions where we operate.
The platinum group metals, the prices dropped by 25% during the period. Did you see a decline in demand for PGMs?
Yes, as you've pointed out, and there was a 25% decline between the first half of 2023 and the first half of 2024. I think it's important, Ray, just to point out that actually prices were flat second half of 2023 and first half of 2024. So that decline in prices that we saw in 2023, you know, has steadied. And in terms of demand, I think demand remains relatively robust. As I pointed out today in our results presentation, you know, 2/3 of our demand comes from the automotive sector. The automotive sector continues to increase the number of vehicles that it produces. And those vehicles that contain PGMs rose by 7% last year and rose by another 2% in the first 6 months of this year. So it's a growing demand segment. And then we're also, you know, cognizant that battery electric vehicles seem to have stalled, which therefore means that there could be some additional demand for internal combustion engine cars or hybrids, which do contain PGMs. And as a consequence of that, you could see further demand coming through. You see that playing itself out in the supply deficits, which are starting to materialize in these important markets, which I hope does translate into some form of price recovery in the future.
Let's talk about the restructuring process. It involves around 3,700 workers. 2,800 has left the company. Is the goal still 3,700 people?
So, Rick, you know, as we experience this lower PGM price environment and certain demand outlook, we did take the difficult decision of implementing a Section 189A restructuring process. It has the potential to affect about 3,700 jobs. As you've pointed out, about 2,800 jobs have left the company. We're still on track to deliver the balance in the second half of the year. As difficult as this decision has been, we certainly need to make sure that we set the business up to be sustainable into the future and to protect the 18,500 jobs that remain in our company post this restructuring.
The social knock-on effect will be immense. What needs to happen in this sector and maybe in South Africa for you to rehire these employees? Is it just a recovery in pricing, PGM prices, or are there other factors that also need to improve?
It's important that as business in South Africa, that we look to continue to grow the economy so that we can create more jobs in more diversified industries and therefore not necessarily have a significant burden on one particular industry as an employer. And I think that's the role that we as business, together with government and other players in society, can work towards in terms of creating that economic growth. And I'm encouraged by the opportunity which the Government of National Unity has created and the outline of their focus areas. And I do hope that through their processes, that we will be able to grow the economy and therefore alleviate the impact of the unemployment that we currently have in South Africa.
So you don't think you will be able to or ever re-employ those individuals? You believe it's more an economic recovery in other sectors that should absorb those people?
You know, certainly as we worked through the restructuring plan that we had as an organization, we had seen productivity levels decline quite materially. And what we've set out to achieve as a result of this restructuring is an improvement in our productivity levels. We continue to make investments in our assets. And through those investments, I would expect that we would in time be able to create additional economic opportunities for people to participate. And that may require additional employment, or it could manifest itself in other forms in terms of either through our local economic development opportunities or supply development opportunities. So we look at all of those into the future. But yeah, I mean, I think for us as a country, it's really important that we create a sustainable economic environment so that we can uplift so many of our people in South Africa and create that economic opportunity for them to thrive as individuals and as families and as communities.
Craig, thank you so much for your time. That was Craig Miller. He's the Chief Executive of Anglo American Platinum.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.